I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In 1929, from the open cockpit of their biplane, newlyweds Charles and Anne Morrow Lindbergh photographed the terrain and the ruins of the Southwest. Almost 80 years later, another high-flying photographer took the exact same shots. 17 pairs of those photographs are on display now in oblique views, archaeology, photography, and time, at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture in Santa Fe. With us is the exhibit's curator from the museum, Maxine McBryn. Maxine, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. What kind of sites are we talking about?
Out of the 17 pairs in the exhibit, we have 7 images from Chaco Canyon, 7 from Canyon de Chelly. We also have images from Pecos Pueblo, Santa Fe itself, and Santa Clara Pueblo. And the exhibit catalog includes a pair from Galisteo.
The 1929 Lindbergh photographs are extremely important documents in a number of ways.
This was a perspective that had never been taken on these sites before. This was at the very beginning of commercial flying. Most people had never been in a plane or perhaps even seen a plane.
Wow. When you look at these photographs, Maxine, from an archaeological viewpoint, what are the significant changes that you are seeing?
In every case, the waterways have changed. They are much more controlled. They often have more vegetation along them because in the 1940s and 1950s, the Park Service and the CCC were planting willows and tamarisk and cottonwoods along these. The Rio Grande in 1929 was still a braided stream. It is now much straighter and much more confined.
What about technological changes to the landscape?
One of the things that I love to point out when I'm giving a tour is that Chaco Canyon in 1929 was a lively place. There were ranchers, there was a trading post being run from immediately next to Pueblo Bonito, and there were people who lived in the canyon and grazed the canyon. Today, the Park Service has removed all of the historic structures from the park so that the visitors can focus on the Chaco culture, which the park was really established to preserve. But we've missed numbers of buildings, corrals, irrigation features. It was a very different place.
Perhaps for the layman, the most obvious change in the photographs is the effect of population.
That's particularly true when you look at living communities. Right next to the rail yard in Santa Fe in 1929, there were farm fields. And today it is a sea of houses.
I think one of the things that I and many people would look for in the photographs is the effect of climate change. Do the landscapes look significantly drier today?
You know, they don't. And instead, they look lusher. And that's because the number of animals that are grazing on the landscape has been dramatically reduced. So Chaco Canyon now has more vegetation. Canyon de Chelly has more vegetation. Pecos Pueblo, the stream bed, used to be really wide. And now it's grown up and there's a bosque running along them. So despite what we have heard between 1929 and now, what we're seeing is more changes in how we manage the land rather than climate change.
As curator of this exhibit, you had an extraordinary opportunity to actually go up in the plane with the photographer who is responsible for these contemporary shots. Give us a little idea of who he is and how he went about his work.
It was such a pleasure to work with Adriel Heise, who is a commercial pilot. He flies for the Navajo Nation, but he is also a renowned aerial photographer And someone who is very interested in and has a lot of experience with taking photographs of archaeological sites.
And matching the Lindbergh photographs is not an easy task.
No, it isn't. Not only do you have to worry about matching the kind of day, the time of year, but you also have to decide where in all of space they were when they took those photographs. And he has done this by taking up large-scale photocopies of their images so that he could take a photograph and then compare it to that photocopy of theirs to make sure that he really was where he wanted to be. He does a lot of research before he goes up to narrow down where they might have been when they took the image. But yes, it takes a real craftsman and a real smart guy to figure out how to do that.
Now, we should say the Lindbergh photographs are in black and white. Adriel's photographs are in color. Does that affect how we can look and make comparisons between the two?
We actually had a discussion about whether he should be working in black and white and decided that no, we would prefer that he be in color. And he, of course, fully agreed with that. It probably does change it. I told you that the later photographs are lusher looking, and that has to be enhanced by the fact that you see the greenness of the plants. But they're lusher anyway.
We expect, Maxine, the Southwest to be outside of time, to be impervious to change. Do you think these photos prove otherwise?
I do. And the longer you look at them, the more you see. You see the things that people have done deliberately and the things that they have not done, either deliberately or not. And all of those decisions we make, you can see the effects of those in the photographs.
Putting all the other considerations aside, archaeological, climate change considerations, these photographs, old and new, are gorgeous to look at.
They are. And in particular, the color photographs are amazingly breathtaking in some cases. I get a thrill out of seeing these sites, seeing them from a perspective that I by myself would never be able to achieve, and seeing them then and seeing them now, seeing what has changed and what has not changed.
Curator Maxine McBrin has been talking about oblique views. Now and then, aerial photographs taken 80 years apart of significant sites in the Southwest. The exhibit continues through May at Santa Fe's Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.